Statistics show the global cannabis beverage industry in 2023 was worth $2.04 billion and is projected to be around $117 billion by 2032, with the U.S. dominating that market share with around 21% in 2023. More and more people are using edibles. I think it seems almost more socially acceptable in a lot of cases, and the interest in them is growing.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again to Riding with Brendan. Today, I am delving into the cannabev, I guess is what they call it, industry. A couple of you know about this from me that I've spoken to and shared with already. But today I am with the creator and my buddy Peter from TH Chill Infused. I don't know, is this a soda or is it just a drink? I guess it's a drink, right? So I don't want to call it, it's just not caffeinated. Or not caffeinated, not carbonated, I'm sorry. But so I have I'm with Peter Lawrence and Alan Porter. Alan Porter is the owner and creator of the drink. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So we're trying to make the drink taste like a punch that you might have had in college. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
We all know what that is, but we can't really describe it. It's kind of funny. I remember some politicians say it's like porn. You know it when you see it. And this is that same drink,
that's
right?
A good analogy. Does that make sense? Yeah, good analogy. I like it. Peter's in Florida. I know that. And yes. Where are you at right now, Alan? Alan's on vacation, living a good life, and I don't blame him.
Well, it's one of my best friend's birthday, so I'll show you. This is called Lake Lanier. It's a massive lake in Georgia that people don't talk about that much, and it really hasn't got that much busier over the past 20 years since I've lived here. So it's cool. It's why people come to Atlanta, too. One of the major draws.
So my mom lives in Douglasville, so I've been to Lake Lanier.
Nice.
I love Atlanta and Buckhead and the nightlife there. It's an amazing place. I love it.
So we've been actually talking to some of the bars at TH Chill right now. I mean, I'm doing it directly because it kind of blows people's minds, saying, hey, do you want to partner with us? We're about to have a massive allocation problem, but I want to do homegrown roots first. I went to one of the bars. It was pretty funny because my fiance was in Korea. I got back so late. I was jet lagged. I'm going to be in to go to one of them. There's a couple of them everybody knows in Atlanta, so I don't want to say names.
Right.
But it was all 19-year-olds, but they were also interested in it, which was funny. So it was a pretty solidifying experience that people are interested in this type of drink. It's kind of nuts, mind blowing.
Yeah. So, tell me about your what was your drive to make it? What led you to want to pursue this type of drink?
Well, it's a weird, sad story. So I'm 41. So what that means is when I was 5 to forever, if I ever smoked pot, my brain would turn to scrambled eggs. I don't know how that happened in the fryer, whoever thought that was a good analogy, but that's what I thought, right? So you know, I grew up and went to college. I joined a fraternity. It was actually the marijuana fraternity. It's funny, my roommate was the biggest dealer in college.
Oh, boy.
Really, and I never smoked it because I just didn't do it. I like beer a little bit back then, so I started drinking that, and I got into brewing. So I started 6-7 breweries at this point, and about to start the first cannabis one. I believe the biggest one on the East Coast is pretty cool. Instead of alcohol, you'd actually drink and you'd feel better. How about that? Does Bud Light make you drunk? And does this beverage make you high? I'd say the same thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're just trying to make people feel better. And
it's a
different method, and it's an alternative to alcohol. If that's what I'm getting at. So I guess to start it, I did breweries on the side. I'm an entrepreneur. I was one of those kids that's a dork. I networked my high school when I was 15. So like a child programmer and stuff, and valedictorian. I'm such a dork. I'm so white and nerdy. My favorite flavor is mayonnaise.
Right.
I'm like the biggest dork. So yeah, anyway, so I went to Duke, I went to Emory, I did some classes at MIT afterwards, and I was a pre-med, and I did science classes, chemistry, orgo, all that stuff, and I came up with some inventions afterwards for medical products immediately to stop pressure ulcers, and did that around the world. But meanwhile, I was working with my dad, and then we partnered, and I built a senior housing company. It's a weird story. Matt massive one. It's called Canterfield, and it's worth a lot of money. And during COVID, I was managing. I didn't have any operations team, so I was doing everything myself, and it was really tough for this big company because it just started all of a sudden. It was real estate, and we were just going to sell it, but COVID happened, and these things need an operations team, so we didn't have it. So what happened was, I just didn't like what I was doing anymore. I owned half of it. My dad owned half of it. And I said, it doesn't make any sense. I tried to sell it. He didn't want to. And I said, okay, well, I'm out. I'm going to do something else. And on the same time, I've been doing all these breweries because I like breweries and I like beer and I'm such a dork. So my beer's actually good because if I'm a scientist, right? I make sure it's clean. It's a weird story. I'm just so nerdy. So my beer is really good, but I didn't want to distribute because I didn't have the time because I was doing the senior housing business, right? Sure. So I never really focused on the restaurants. So I said, you know, I love senior housing. I love all my people that work there, but I got to take a step back for a second and think about myself and what I want to do. Because if this doesn't make any sense, I tried to sell. My dad didn't want to sell. I just don't like my position. So I'm awful. This is like a low point in my life. This is like who's that actor that plays Tony Stark when he's eating a cheeseburger in his car? Something like that, right? Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, yeah, something like that. So yeah, it's just that story is like what I felt like, if it makes sense. So I was trying to think of something else to do, and I wasn't able to drink at all. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not drinking, and I have anxiety. I got a doctor's prescription from Florida to take marijuana products like gummies and stuff to try that for my PTSD. So what was happening? I tried it for the first time. I was like, okay, this makes me feel good. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm such a nerd. How do they make it, right? Because it's not really all around. It's not around. This is like 2 years ago. I stopped drinking. What time is this? This is about 2 years ago. This is 2022. DH just coming out. Just coming out and available in Georgia, okay? Just coming out. Before that, you got to go to California, Colorado, which I just tried the first time because I never wanted to do any of that stuff or smoke anything. It would turn my brain into scrambled eggs. Okay.
Right.
You follow me? So it's like, okay, I'll try it. I was like, okay, well, this makes me feel a little bit good. I like it. So then D8's available. And then right when it started, it's about 2 years ago, D9 started to be available. Okay. So it was D9 and CBD. So that's all we're thinking about, is D9 or D8 CBD. That's a D9, D8 CBD. Okay. Well, this makes me calm down. It really helps my PTSD. It doesn't make me feel like I need a drink at all. For real. It does. People don't, I'd say this trumps alcohol a lot in terms of how people feel, what I'm doing. So I thought, okay, well, how do people make it? Because I'm weird, I'm a chemist. How'd you come up with it? Well, I do patents and I study chemistry, right? But that's it. I study chemistry. So I'm thinking, okay, well, this is interesting. And AI is just about to take off right now. I'm interested in that. I'm interested in programming. I'm a child programmer, right? So, okay, well, this is my thing because I don't even need to know the language. I just tell it what to do when it compounds on top of itself because it's AI, and I can translate it to any language. It's freaking awesome. Like, finally, I felt like in a Marvel show when they finally get their weapon, right? So it's like, AI. Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, okay, so I'm finding out there's all these different isomers around the different type of cannabinoids, and I'm such a dork, so I go get them all, right? I go buy them all. Okay, this is maybe 10 months ago. This is not that long ago. It's when MJ BizCon happened, like right before that. I was like, shoot. And I don't know what I'm doing because I'm a brewer, so I'm getting all this isolate that just got invented, and distillate isolate that people don't even know about that I found. Seriously. So this is the beginning of everything. So when people are starting to do this, because D8 and D9, and then I realized that there's so much more out there. So I have funny stories, like when I was trying to make my first compound, like how much is too much? I experimented on my dad's golf team, and they all passed out. It was bad. And they still talk about it. I couldn't even play the next day. Right. No, it was a massive amount. I didn't know. Because the thing about this compared to alcohol is it doesn't kill you, right? It just makes you really tired. So right, that's why I say, okay, well, is it bad? I don't know. I mean, is alcohol bad? But this is not going to kill you if you overdose. It just make you psychotic for a little bit and you fall asleep.
So, right. I've got really good reviews from a few people who have tried it. So is this 50 state legal?
Yeah, right now it is. So to finish the story, which is crazy, I'll try to be a little bit quicker, but are you still interested in it, Brandon?
Yeah, man, story? For sure. For sure I am.
Okay. All right. So what happened was about 8 months ago, I started doing this, and my fiance, 2.5 years now, is a doctor. So she's basically been helping me with this company as a doctor, just helping with dosages to try to get them down. Because what I was doing to people was not good. She's like, you need a doctor on board, because people were asking me. We went to MJ BizCon, right? So right after this, I had all this stuff. I brought this distillate with me. I'm like, I got better stuff than anybody else has here. It's insane. It was insane. Even the people that were selling it, I'm like, you know, I'm buying your stuff, but I'm going to sell it back to you for a higher price because I figured out how to compound it. So with chemistry and AI, I programmed what all the different isomers were and how it worked. The thing actually named itself isomer. It's pretty funny. So it helped me. Like I told you, the glove, like a superhero, I finally got it. So I'm there. So now with this, I could make an encyclopedia and write a patent that's better than anything else, that anything that I create that's a merger of these different compounds, which I've done so many now. I've done so many, is online and patented. But it's not just that. I got a doctor on board. So he said, well, did you create an amplifier for Delta 9? And I said, well, I don't know, I guess. But really, the truth was, I created an amplifier for every single medicine that's ever been invented, every single one. So it's funny. Is we had somebody. This is his friend over here. I don't want to say his name. One of his friends was having issues. She was in severe pain, like some people get when they're between 40 and 50, and nothing can cure it. You go to the emergency room, and they give you Percocet, and it doesn't work. You just want to die. It just happens sometimes from nerve pain, usually, and sometimes L5, it depends. So anyways, he had a female friend that was just doing horrible and couldn't do anything. He asked me. He reached out to me and my fiance doctor, who's an internist, and he's actually a cannabinoid specialist now, too, with me. But it's like, what can we do? And I said, here's what it is. I can use this program, this AI program I created, to make a medicine for her. And I did it immediately. It was something it's called THCB that we needed to add to everything else. And I actually had all the compounds from everything I was doing. Made a concoction like a cocktail, gave it to her. And she immediately fell asleep. She immediately felt better. So it is a medicine. So we're trying to do white papers on this stuff, too. I know it's a crazy story. So what happened, so back up the 6 months after MJ BizCon, I realized that... it's all coming to a circle now, right? That I could make stuff better than anybody else by using just a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and I could figure out and patent it. Because you don't need shit ton. Excuse me with my language. Sorry, edit that one out if you want to. I don't need a crap ton of D9. I don't need a crap ton of D8. I just need a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little bit of this and a little of that, and that's what it does. So it just makes you feel better. So it's not about getting high. It's about starting to feel better. Does that make sense? You feel more relaxed. Yeah, that's how I describe it. Does Bud Light make you drunk? No. Does this make you feel better? Yeah, I mean, should you have 6 or 7 of them? Probably not in a row, you know? Does that make you sense? So I designed this to get people off alcohol too, because it really works. People don't feel like they want to drink when they're on this. So okay. It's helped so many people already that I've talked to, that they're like, you know, people that can't drink because of their liver, people that want to stop drinking. If you have a couple of these, the urge kind of goes away a little bit. Okay. So at least that's personal experiences I've heard. So that's nothing medical. So I don't want to get the good doctor in trouble, but that's something to look for. So what we did, we came with a product called Entourage. It was the Entourage effect, you know, not the TV show, but it's a cool name. Yeah, there you go right there. Brilliant cans, brilliant marketing, right? So it's what I've heard is it pops. You don't need a six pack of these type of things, like I'm saying. So don't let the price point shock you. It's like, think of what you'd pay for 3 or 4 beers or something. Our MSRP to start is around $10, I think. So we're about to be available online. About to. Pete and my team has come up with this in 8 months for a big company to bloom. I am closing on a building today. It's going to be a big brewery, like a big brewery on the Beltline in Atlanta. So we're going to be making this, and we're going to sell it to people. Instead of getting drunk, they're going to have a little bit of euphoria if they'd like, or they can just have CBD and just get benefits from that. We'll have different strains, everything I invented. So it's all patented, and it's fun. We'll have different strains every time. There's no chasing the dragon, fellas.
Right on. I like – so I have a few – I have the assortment here, right?
Yes.
So, that's a pretty amazing story. I like how need dictates creativity, right? You found what you needed to do and what you wanted, and you went with it, and you're a far smarter man than me, it seems like.
No, sir. I was just on a different track. No, sir.
So I wonder how long – it's funny that you say it'll help people stop drinking, but I wonder how long before they start making mixed drinks with this, right? Because, you know, the alcoholic people always want to add something to something.
But what I'll tell you is the people that drink a lot, I've seen it. I've actually, one of our employees, he knows who it is. He drank a lot. And since I invented this company, I hired him back. Lots of people just quit their jobs to come when I started this. I said, hey, I got this great. Cause they knew me, right? They knew, okay, Alan's doing something crazy. It's probably, it might work out. So Pete can attest to that. Like, people quit their jobs and then came to me. So this guy's okay. So he quit his job and he said, it actually helped me stop drinking so much. He drank a lot less. Let me put it that way. Cause you don't feel like you want to drink a lot when you're on it.
So this is hemp-based. It's not,
right? Yeah, correct? Thank you for saying that. It's all from hemp. So that's the new thing that's coming out is, I guess, I don't want to call it a loophole. It is not a loophole. It's a big product. It's a big agricultural product in Georgia and the South, right? So we're using it now to extract compounds, like I'm talking about, specifically isomers of hemp. And we can get hemp isomers that are similar to the D9 ones from California. What California does is what I believe, they toss the whole plant, the marijuana plant, and get an excessive amount of whatever they're looking for. Because if the California plants are flush with, they're called hot when they have too much of the THC compound that we're looking for right now. Hemp has much lower, much lower, and that's important for everybody to know that hemp has so much lower than a marijuana leaf. That's why it's legal. So much lower. D8, D9, everything. There's all the marijuana compounds, all the isomers I'm talking about. Hemp is very low. And that's why Georgia regulators and other places around the Southeast, I believe, have let it go for now, because if it's just not marijuana, it's not a hot plant, and that's how it's regulated. Is that a good answer, Brandon?
Yeah, for sure. So Michigan, it's legal. Marijuana is legal in Michigan for recreation. Obviously, you got the federal stipulation, but I think that's going to be gone relatively soon. I think the whole country's waking up to the benefits of marijuana, and hemp has been around since the founding fathers, right? So is it 50 state legal because it's hemp based, correct?
I believe so. And I was actually in Europe about 6 weeks ago researching it. I think it's legal in Britain, and we're going to go to Amsterdam too. So I think the first thing we're doing is Midwest, as people are way more open to it than they are in Georgia. My brewery will attract a lot of people the on the Beltline in Atlanta, which is a big walking trail. So they'll attract a crap ton of people to start waking up that this is a good alternative to alcohol for people who don't want to drink alcohol every day. Okay. So it's a good alternative. And they can drink it. It's similar to drinking a beer, right? That's the whole thing, is that people who are used to having a can in their hand can have this. Yeah. Makes sense. It feels similar. It's designed that way. I mean, I designed it. It made sense. Like you said, it was from need. Just everything made sense about it. And it's such a low dose of D9 that it slides under the radar for the new Georgia law too. You can look at it. It's only 3 mg. It's very, very, very low. It's all about the combination and how I did it, and programming and AI helped me as I wrote the algorithm. So it's a weird, weird story, but it's a fun one. So we're doing Midwest, and then we're probably going to go to Europe afterwards. They're pretty accepted of it.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So will this show up on like a drug test? Say someone's going for a job.
Yeah, and they spent the absolutely. Night out, they had absolutely. You say it's all from hemp. And they should we should send out cards to them, or cards with the whenever they get hit, this is from hemp. Anything I have in my system is from hemp from Georgia. Here's the company. That's what they should say. That's what they should say.
So everybody do your due diligence. You can't come out and riding with Brendan or fucking TH Chill if you fail the drug test because you fucking want to blame somebody. So that, do your own due diligence.
Don't blame us. Yeah, it's from hemp. That's all I can say. And hemp is so darn similar to marijuana, it might show up on a drug test. So guys, disclaimer, if you're trying to pass a drug test, don't drink this right before. If you're trying to pass a pot drug test, I would not drink this. Okay. Is that fair? Is that a fair disclaimer?
Yeah, there's a disclaimer right there. And if you know, that's on you, not on us, not any of us.
Yeah. I just went personally, but you know, whatever anybody else wants to do. Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea.
From the legal aspect too, always what I like to interject is the fact that, you know, we do have an age restriction on this, so we abide by all the governing rules and legislation that's out there. I mean, there are some variances state by state as to, you know, who can have CBD, who can have Delta products. We are age restricted where it's 21 and up. So, I mean, that goes with the same aspect as alcohol usage, you know, or, you know, utilizing any other free made compound. Let's just put it.
Brendan, another podcast that might be fun is to get my attorney on the phone, because we blocked, I don't want to say blocked, we helped stop the bill that was going to make it illegal in Georgia. It just didn't make any sense. So it was like, they're blocking Delta 11. I can't buy Delta 11. I don't think it exists. That didn't make any sense. So it's like, okay. So I was going to go up and talk. It was so funny because of my fiance's like, you can't wear a lab coat. I'm like, why? I got like 10 patents. I can't wear a lab coat. And then she said, okay, that's fine.
I feel like you should wear a lab coat from the stuff you've been telling me just now. So.
It'll be yeah. Dr. Chill. Dr. Chill. It's all he needs.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. But, you know, we helped stop it. So that's another interesting story about a marijuana, pot compounds, that type of stuff. It's really from him. But what's going on in Georgia, which we're fighting the battle. So we're doing that and paying them for it. It's kind of interesting. Every team, it might be a fun another podcast.
Yeah, man, I'm down. I'd love to have him on and talk to him about stuff, because mm-hmm. especially in Michigan, when stuff's legal but it's not federally legal, so there's a lot of
it's still gray area.
Yeah, the gray area of it. Yeah, thanks, Pete. That's the best way of putting it. So yeah. How long? So soon it'll be online. Like, so Pete, I should tell everybody, Pete will be up with some at Bikes on the Bricks in Flint coming up this year.
Actually, our team, Alan Porter here, the CEO and founding father, he'll be with me as well. Okay. As Brian Roberts, I believe Brian's coming, and Chris Gunn, and maybe perhaps a couple others. So,
all right, great. Yeah, I'll talk to anybody that wants to talk about it. It's just weird stuff, interesting stuff, how it works so well. But it does work. It's a But like I'll explain it, it doesn't make you high. Does Bud Light make you drunk? But if you have enough of them, you can get wherever you want to go. But it makes you feel better. One will make most people's anxiety go away.
Yeah, okay. Feel free to stop by, see us. We're just as mm-hmm. well as, you know, we're an educational platform as well as an enjoyment platform. I mean, this is for everybody that wants to experience something that makes them feel good. But then at the same token, we have a lot of benefits both by health and by, you know, physical health aspects above what maybe they'll find in other ways of enjoyment.
Sure. Yeah. This is in like alcohol, people, it's easy to abuse it. But like you said, I think that it's a little, I don't want to say safer alternative, but marijuana, I think in general has been less frowned on. If you're, and I'm not advocating fucking any of this for sure, but like it's drunk driving compared to someone that's high, you know what I mean? It's, if you do the comparison, someone that's high is technically probably not going to be speeding and running red lights. You might have to speed them up, actually. You know what I mean? Where drunk drivers
are punching their friends, right?
Right. They're stuck in a drive.
All of a sudden, a 20-year-old idea makes sense. Like, what? Yeah.
So I'm fascinated by how the industry is growing, and especially Michigan mm-hmm. And nationwide. Like I said, I think the gray area, I think, will be cleaned up relatively soon. I think within the next probably 4 to 10 years. I mean, 5 to 10 years. I mean, I just can't see people. It comes down to money, right? The states that aren't legalized, and the feds are going to realize they're missing out on taxation of this shit. And so eventually they're going to be like, you know what? People are buying it anyway. Let's get over this shit and make it legal.
They're doing that in Georgia, so when you get the attorney online, we can talk about it together, about exactly how they're doing it. It's pretty interesting, because even though I'm buying it from Colorado, I think I'm going to be taxed, my distillate, right? So yeah. It's pretty weird. It's a way different story, way off subject, but interesting as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yep. So it won't be long. We can find these online. Mm-hmm. We can buy them online, and I've been to the website, and I've researched, but I checked out your webpage. It's very... A lot of info, a lot of good info for people that have any questions that I'm probably missing, because that's what I do. But so do you see yourself going like mainstream, like big box store down the road eventually?
Immediately. So what we're doing is we're buying this building that's on the Beltline, like I talked about. They're closing on it today, believe it or not. Nice. I got to end this birthday party. I'm serious. In about a minute or two. So I'm dead serious. I got to put on some clothes and go to the attorney's office. So anyways, so that facility has a production facility inside it. That's what it's designed to do. And I'm a brewer, remember that? So even though I'm not anti-alcohol, I love beer, I love craft beer. It's just this is an alternative for people that can't drink it or want something different. And I'd say, to be honest, I think it's even better. I really do. That's what I designed it for. I mean, I've talked about the whole story. So that production facility is going to be able to turn this stuff out immediately. So pallets, so we can start getting distributors. Right now, what we're doing is going to festivals because of you have to pay the distributor, you have to pay the store owner. It makes sense, right? So right now, we have such a small allocation, it's going to be online, right? So we're about to be online in the next week or two, and it was limited supply until it sells out every week. Yeah. And then we're going to go to festivals. So that's what our plan is right now. But probably in a month or 2 years, you're going to start seeing us on shelves since it closes on the building today. If you're hearing me. So we're trying. We're trying.
That's awesome,
we're
man.
Trying.
That's,
oh, yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have plenty for our Michigan event, Bikes on the Bricks, for sure. Definitely.
Okay. So Bikes on the Bricks, I would say, and the bikers are going to eat this stuff up. Like, that's pretty much who I don't want to say I represent, but that's my following is mainly bikers. And the ones that I gave it to, we had a smaller kind of a local event. It's the biggest one in the county, but that's not saying a whole lot, right? They all loved it. Anybody that tried it loved it. So Bikes on the Bricks is probably, I'd say, third largest event in Michigan. But that's going to get word out quickly, and, you know, word of mouth spreads, and with me backing everything up, it should. I hope to help you guys get it to where you guys want to be any way I can. I look forward to meeting you in Flint, and I think it's a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations on closing on the building.
Yeah.
And, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for that. That did be
hard. Thanks for your time, man. I look forward to meeting with you. I really like your products. I haven't tried one yet today or yet at all, but today I'm gonna. My girlfriend has. She loved it. I'm gonna try one today, and I'll put a review up somewhere, I'm sure. So I just don't know which one I want yet. So
okay. Well, Pete can talk to you about it offline. They're all different. This is cool.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yes, sir. So thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much, guys. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right.
Thank you, guys.